thank you very much, Mark, and thank you all for coming to this somewhat innovative workshop looking at sort of branching or blending the disciplines that are interested in crime and criminology and the mathematical and computational disciplines, where people are studying what I believe to be very similar problems, just given different names or in slightly different domains. And it's my sincere hope that through this workshop, people who've been working on, say, problems in biology, in clustering or swarming of biological organisms, sit down and talk with the people who've been working on very similar phenomena in the crime domain, and vice versa. I'd also like to, as Mark has pointed out here, thank a number of people who have been instrumental in putting this workshop together. The organizing committee, of course, put a bunch of effort into this. Andrea Bertozzi, Lincoln Chase, George Tita, George Rengert, and Kate Bowers all contributed immensely to putting this together. This workshop also wouldn't be possible without the vision of Mark Green and the assistant directors of the Institute, Stacey Beggs and Christian Ratch, and the former assistant director, Ellen Perkis, who played an important role in getting this up off the ground. And we should also thank NSF for making the Institute of Pure and Applied Mathematics possible in these sorts of events. With that, we have two talks this morning before before lunch, and there are two very distinguished people who will be speaking to you this morning, distinguished criminologists who will be looking at sort of broad conceptual issues in the study of crime. And it is really my distinct honor to be able to introduce to you Patricia Brandingham. There's no coincidence there. This is my mother. She's horribly nervous that I'm introducing her up here. She actually has a very interesting background in math, urban planning, and criminology, of course. And right now she is the University Professor of Computational Criminology at Simon Fraser University, and is very well-suited to give the kickoff talk for this workshop. Talks generally run, we have about an hour time block, and we'd like the talks to run maybe 40 to 50 minutes, leaving lots of room for questions. In fact, no matter your background or whether you're a student or senior professor, I really would like you to sort of pose all of your questions, pose as many questions as you can, and then bring those questions out into the break period so that we can really talk about some of these problems.